And this is Tate Servance coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom with your news for the hour. And this news update is brought to you by Bresky Siding and Building Repair of Kindy. Bresky Siding and Building Repair is your roofing, gutter, and siding experts. And by Zimmerman and Sons Electric of Port Austin. Hands down, the best electricians around. As well as McBooth's Laundromat and Mini Mart located in the heart of Elkton. Come to McBooth's for a stress-free laundry day. And we're going to get started with some local news for you. In a quiet stretch of Huron County has been shaken by a deeply troubling case now moving through the courts. Sheriff Kelly Hansen says what began as a medical emergency quickly turned into something far more disturbing. On the evening of March 1st, staff at McLaren Thumb Hospital alerted dispatch after an elderly woman was rushed in by ambulance in critical condition. She was unresponsive, severely malnourished, and showed clear signs of prolonged neglect. Investigators report that the 71-year-old woman had been living under the care of her adult son at a home on Port Crescent Road in Hume Township. When deputies arrived at the residence, they described finding conditions that were not just unsanitary, but overwhelming. The home was filled with waste, garbage, and what officers called an unbearable odor. As the investigation unfolded, deputies received word that the woman identified as Kathleen Holdwick had died. Her son, 41-year-old Oval Jarvis, was taken into custody and is now facing a felony charge of second-degree elder abuse involving a vulnerable adult. He has since been released on bond, but prosecutors say the case remains active and additional charges could still be filed. Authorities are continuing to piece together what led to the woman's condition as the community grapples with the shocking details of the case. And a renewed measles threat is emerging in southeast Michigan, where the Washtenaw County Health Department has confirmed its seventh case of this year, this time involving a non-vaccinated child tied to the county's first infection earlier this month. Health officials say the case may have exposed others at Trinity Health in Ann Arbor on March 21st, raising concern about further spread. With measles able to linger in the air for up to 2 hours, even brief, indirect contact can be enough to transmit the virus. State health leaders warn that this is part of a larger and troubling trend. Natasha Bagdasarian says a disease once considered eliminated in the U.S. could make a full comeback, driven largely by declining vaccination rates. Measles remains one of the most contagious illnesses known, posing serious risks, especially for unvaccinated children, about 1 in 5 of whom may require hospitalization. Michigan now joins at least 30 states reporting outbreaks this year, according to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. Health officials are urging residents to monitor for symptoms, isolate if exposed, and review their vaccination status. The message is clear. Measles may feel like a relic of the past, but its return is very real, and prevention is still the strongest line of defense. And last night on Shark Tank, a Freeland-based education company stepped into the spotlight and walked out with a deal that could reshape how local students learn after the bell rings. R1SE, also known as RISE, founded by former educator Trevor Zavransky, pitched its mission to expand affordable academic support for kids across mid-Michigan. What started as a classroom career spanning 15 years has evolved into a growing network serving hundreds of students with tutoring, mentoring, and life skills programs. But it wasn't the mission that just caught the attention, it was the price. At just $15 an hour, the Sharks were skeptical. Could something this accessible actually scale to size? Then came a huge turning point. Investor Kevin O'Leary called the concept genius, praising its potential to reach students often left behind. Moments later, Barbara Cochran made her move, locking in a $3 million deal with a 15% stake, betting that RISE's model could grow fast and pay off even faster. Back home, the reveal played out like a movie premiere. Supporters gathered our red carpet in Saginaw Township, celebrating a moment that had been under wraps for almost 9 months. Now with two locations running, a third on the way, and a national spotlight behind it, Rise is no longer just a local program. It's a contender. The Sharks are right. This freelance startup might just change the equation for after-school learning, one student at a time. And we will be right back after this message from our sponsor, McBoove's Laundromat, and we'll be back with some national news.
Hi, this is Misty from McBoove's Laundromat and Mini Mart in Elkton. Self-service laundry is open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at McBoove's Laundromat and Mini Mart in Elkton. Our laundromat is clean, affordable, and easy to use. Whether you have just a few items or a full week of laundry, McBoove's is here to help. Don't have the time to do it yourself? We also offer wash, dry, and fold service for only $1.50 per pound. Just drop it off and we'll take care of the rest. We also offer pressing for shirts and slacks for only $3.50 each. Save yourself the hassle and let us do the work. We're located at the corner of North Main and Brown Street in Elkton. The self-service laundromat is open 24 hours a day, and our drop-off service is available Thursday through Monday from 11 to 5. Call 989-551-5192 to arrange another time if needed. And while you're there, stop into the Mini Mart for snacks, drinks, and unique items made by local artists.
McBoove's, everybody's got dirty laundry. Bring it here.
And we are back with some national news for you. The Department of Justice has reached a $1.2 million settlement with former National Security Advisor Michael Flynn, resolving a lawsuit stemming from the 2016 investigation into Russian election interference. The settlement concludes years of litigation regarding the handling of classified information and the conduct of federal investigators during the initial probe. The agreement comes amid a broader review of past federal investigations by the current administration. While the DOJ did not admit to wrongdoing, the payout is being framed by legal analysts as a move to close a contentious chapter of political and legal history. And the United States Postal Service has filed a request for a temporary 8% price increase on priority mail and other shipping products. Officials cited skyrocketing transportation and fuel costs exacerbated by global energy market volatility as the primary drivers behind the necessity for the rate hike. If approved, the new rates would take effect in early summer, impacting both small businesses and individual consumers. The Postal Regulatory Commission will now review the proposal, as critics argue that further price increases could drive more customers towards private competitors like FedEx and USPS or UPS. And for the first time in its history, the field at Dodger Stadium, the third oldest ballpark in Major League Baseball, will carry a corporate sponsor's name. The multi-year deal represents a significant shift in MLB tradition, as historic venues increasingly look for new revenue streams to fund stadium upgrades and player contracts. While the stadium's iconic name will remain, the integration of a field sponsor has sparked debate among traditionalists. Team officials defended the move, stating that the partnership is essential for maintaining the stadium's world-class standards in an increasingly expensive professional sports landscape. And we will be right back with your international news after this message from Zimmerman & Sons Electric.
When you lose power, you lose it all. No lights, no heat or air conditioning, no refrigeration. Your well, sub pump, and medical devices won't work. This is Jack Zimmerman. With a standby generator from Zimmerman & Sons Electric in Port Austin or Pigeon, you won't miss a beat. We have 7 models of Generac standby generators in stock and ready to be installed, ranging from 9 kilowatt to 26 kilowatt. They automatically go on when the lights go out.
Standby generators are affordable and we have financing plans available. We can also maintain your current system. Regular maintenance and options like an LP fuel monitor and oil sleeve and a battery heater to ensure a smooth start in cold conditions. Contact Zimmerman & Sons Electric, family owned for over 42 years. For a free quote, call Zimmerman & Sons Electric in Port Austin at 989-738-7798 or Pigeon at 989-453-2991.
And we are back with your international news. Former Brazilian President Jair Bolsonaro is set to be discharged from the hospital and returned to house arrest following treatment for an undisclosed intestinal issue. Bolsonaro has been serving a sentence related to the January 8th riots in Brasilia, and his health has been a reoccurring point of political contention in the country. His legal team has argued for a permanent transition to hospital care or a reduction in his sentence based on his medical condition. However, the Brazilian judiciary remains firm, insisting that his recovery can be managed under his current detention conditions. And the European Union has addressed a sharp diplomatic rebuke to Israel following the advancement of a controversial bill that would introduce the death penalty for certain terrorist offenses. The EU warned that such a move would mark a significant reversal of human rights standards and could strain diplomatic relations between Israel and its European partners. Supporters of the bill in the Israeli Knesset argue that it is necessary deterrent against rising regional violence. However, human rights groups and international observers have cautioned that the law could be applied broadly, further inflaming tensions in the occupied territories. And Russian authorities reported a large fire at the Baltic Sea port of Ust-Luga following an overnight drone strike by Ukrainian forces. The facility, which is a major terminal for gas and oil exports, suffered significant damage, though officials claim there were no casualties in the immediate area. The strike is part of a broader Ukrainian strategy to disrupt the Russian economy and its ability to fund the ongoing war. In response, Russia has vowed to increase its air defense presence around critical infrastructure, though the frequency of long-range drone attacks continue to rise. And we will be right back after this message with Bresky Builders.
Mirror, mirror on the wall, whose house is the nicest on the block of them all?
Not yours.
What do you mean?
Your siding is faded, your gutters are falling off, and you have shingles missing. I suggest you call Bresky Siding and Building Repair.
I'm going to call Bresky Siding and Building Repair right now. Mirror, mirror on the wall, now whose house is the nicest of them all?
Yours is, kind sir. Yours is.
Call me, Derek Bresky, at Bresky Siding and Building Repair today to make your house look like the nicest of them all.
Call my dad, 989-529-8167.
And we are back. We have no obituaries to report at this time. And that was your news for this hour. But you can always go to thumbnet.net anytime, anywhere for more news, weather, cancellations, and obituaries. And I'm Tate Cervantz coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom.